Everyday English Lesson 56.
Welcome once again to Everyday English. Our topic for today is will and shall. The whole question of will and shall is a complex and difficult one. Scottish, Irish, American, Canadian and Australian English speakers use will or I will, we will, where English speakers of English use I shall, we shall. In the next few days, we shall devote some time to the uses of these two auxiliary verbs. We shall, as far as possible, exclude would and should from our discussion. Let's begin with the uses of shall and will in the expressions of future time. Perhaps you'd like to begin, Aju.
Okay. When we want to say we are going to do something, or something is going to happen in future, and provided that we want to talk about future events, we use will and shall.
Good. Now, listen to these examples.
We shall know the results tomorrow.
We shall know the results tomorrow. That is, our knowledge of the results will come tomorrow. In this sentence, the speaker merely says something is going to happen tomorrow or in future. There is no other implication. This is simply a future event. And we should note that the use of shall in the first person event is typical of English speakers of English. Here's another example of shall in the first person.
This time tomorrow, I shall be answering questions at the interview.
I shall be answering questions at the interview this time tomorrow. I shall, first person, to express a future event. It is important to remember that shall is not used with the second and third persons to express future events. In other words,
he shall know the results,
and
you shall be answering questions
do not merely refer to future events, as we shall see, and we should emphasize this. But we should also add that these days it is normal for both English speakers of English as well as American, Scottish, Irish and Australian speakers of English to use will to express future events in first, second and third persons. For example,
I will know the results tomorrow.
Simple future.
We will attend the interview next week.
They will show us the results next week.
Simple future. From what we've said so far, it is clear that will can be used in all persons, first, second, and third. Shall, on the other hand, cannot be used in the second and third persons to express simple future events. It can, however, be used to express simple future with the first person. Let's listen to a very simple poem by a child in which will and shall are used appropriately to express simple future time events. Now listen.
The rains will come soon.
And we shall have cool weather.
But what will the vulture do?
He will sit on the treetop to keep himself warm.
And he will hide his head under his wing, poor thing.
Every one of these sentences expresses an event in simple future time. Will is used with the third person, but it could be the second person as well. But shall is used with the first person only to express a future time event or a future event, and not will. Now, listen again.
The rains will come soon.
And we shall have cool weather.
But what will the vulture do?
He will sit on a treetop to keep himself warm.
And he will hide his head under his wing, poor thing.
The rains will come soon. Notice will and third person to express a future event.
And we shall have cool weather.
Shall with first person to express a future time event. We shall have, but not he shall have, or they shall have. On the other hand, instead of
we shall have cool weather,
we could say
we will have cool weather.
Because, as we've already said, will can be used with all persons to express future time. But what will the vulture do? What will the vulture do? Will, with third person, the vulture, and not
what shall the vulture do?
He will sit on the treetop. Will, third person, to express a future event. And finally,
he will hide his head under his wing, poor thing.
He will hide his head, not he shall hide his head. Here's a short exchange.
Tomorrow will be Tuesday.
And it will be my 36th birthday.
You will be 36?
Yes, I shall be 36.
And radio teacher, will you also be 36?
Oh, goodness, no. I will be 50 next week. Now, observe the two sentences.
I shall be 36.
I will be 50.
Both shall and will may be used to express simple future events. A future event is something that will take place any time from the moment of speaking. Secondly, we cannot do anything about it. The rains will come. Kofi will be 36. Nobody can do anything to prevent these from happening, even if they wanted to. There are, of course, non-futurity uses of shall and will. We will look at some of these at a future date.
What about would and should?
You mean?
You mean sentences.
I mean sentences like
I would see you tomorrow.
I would see you tomorrow. This is a type of sentence we hear very often. This sentence cannot be used to refer to future time. It's better to say,
I will see you tomorrow.
I will see you tomorrow. Or,
I shall see you tomorrow.
I shall see you tomorrow. Thank you. Remember to use will and shall correctly to express future events. Would is not used to refer to future events. That's all. Have a good day, listeners.